As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Humility, courage, tenderness, forgiveness, love. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 30 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Often, when our falling and our wretchedness are shown to us, we are so greatly ashamed of ourselves that we scarcely know where we can put ourselves. But then our courteous mother does not wish us to flee away, for nothing would be less pleasing to him. But he wants us to behave like a child, for when it is distressed and frightened, it runs quickly to its mother, and if it can do no more, it calls to the mother for help with all its might. So he wants us to cry out, "My kind mother, my gracious mother, my beloved mother, have mercy on me. I have made myself filthy and unlike you, and I may not and cannot make it right, except with your help and grace." For the flood of mercy, which is his dear blood and precious water, is plentiful to make us fair and clean. The sweet, gracious hands of our mother are ready and diligent about us. It is his office to save us. It is his glory to do it, and it is his will that we know it. For he wants us to love him sweetly and trust in him meekly and greatly. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to this scripture, Luke chapter 13, verse 34b, and Psalm 34, verses 5 and 6. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings? Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I cried in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. I repeat a word or phrase that has caught me over and over again in my mind. I reflect on my new word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.